Hey, how's it going? I'm Andrew Burton, editor of SearchDataBackup.com, and I'm here today with W. Curtis Preston, the executive editor of Storage Media Group, and he's widely regarded as one of the foremost experts on backup today. How's it going today, Curtis?
It's actually kind of a rough morning, but thanks for asking.
Oh, that's too bad. Sorry to hear that. It's gross here in Massachusetts. It's terrible out.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like 40 degrees out.
Well, it's sunny out here, so I get that.
There you go.
So let's talk about bare metal recovery.
All right. So, first off, what's the difference between a bare metal restore and just a typical restore?
Well, the idea is that a typical restore just restores files, and a bare metal restore is, hence the term restoring to bare metal, meaning that essentially the OS disk has gone south, or in the worst case scenario, you're actually restoring to a different system that you actually, your entire system caught fire or it's a disaster recovery or whatever, and you've got an actual piece of bare metal with a disk drive with nothing on it, and you need that box to be the same as the box that you're restoring.
Okay, and so do you need specific tools in addition to just your typical backup software?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because the problems are there's a number of them. So the first problem, if you're if you're just restoring back to the same place, right? So just my laptop, a month ago, Windows just lost it, right? And really the only way to bring it back to life was to completely reinstall Windows. It's a similar thing to that. What if something like that happened to a Windows server and you needed to bring it back to the day before and system recovery wasn't good enough, et cetera? So you needed to restore that system, or you lost the OS disk drive wasn't mirrored or something and you lost that disk drive and you needed to go back to the previous day. You can't simply restore that because the OS isn't operational. So that's the first problem that you need to address is, well, how do I, it's the chicken and the egg problem, right? So you've got to get something going like a mini root where you're able to see the disk that you're restoring to but not be running on the disk that you're restoring to. So the common method is to boot off of some alternate media and then you're running on a mini Windows or a mini Linux while you restore this other disk drive. Then the other thing that you have, and you need to, if you're going to be an actual bare metal recovery tool, you need to automate that, right? Anybody can do bare metal recovery, especially on Intel-based hardware. I've written about that in my book where, it's not that hard to boot off of a live CD and to restore the data. If you've got the data accessible and you can get to it from that limited functionality OS, but if you're going to sell this, then you need to automate that whole thing. And then the second problem is if you're restoring to dissimilar hardware. And now we've got a whole different set of problems because you may be restoring to a Fibre Channel drive where it was a SATA drive, or a SATA drive where it was an ATA drive, and you may be restoring to a motherboard that is completely different, that has a completely different set of drivers. I know that, just again going back to my laptop, I know that images of one Dell laptop don't necessarily, because I've done imaging, right, which is one of the methods of bare metal restore, they don't necessarily work very well on the next laptop. And you can use functionality like Windows plug and play stuff it'll boot up in a limited functionality mode, discover the things that are there and put in those other drivers, but that's a really difficult way to go. And so again, if you're going to sell a product, you need to figure that out ahead of time. You need to say, oh look, we're restoring to a Dell, umpty squat product, and let's go ahead and load the drivers so that when it reboots onto this drive, it's going to have those drivers from the get-go rather than having to go through that painful, discovery process of all your new stuff.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Yeah.
So there's some of the challenges, from a technological standpoint there. What do you think they're like usually like people run into? Where do they run into trouble? Like when they're actually doing a bare metal restore, what are, you know, common snafus or whatever?
Well, the first is the same problem that they have with every other restore. They've never done one before. They just don't. A lot of people make the assumption that, well, I'm backing up the OS drive, and so I should be able to restore the OS drive. And so the first time that they go to do a bare metal recovery is the first time they go to do a bare metal recovery, right?
Right, yeah.
And so that's pretty much the biggest one. You know, either A, not testing it, or B, ignoring or not wanting to pay extra for functionality that's available in your backup product. Now, I think, like, NetBackup is a perfect example. BMR, it's now built into the base product, but for a while it was actually quite an expensive add-on where it was like $2,500 per server that you were going to do this for, which was just a ridiculous price. But they didn't want to pay extra for it. So that's another common thing, is they have functionality available to them. Even in the case of NetBackup, it's now built in, but you got to click the little box. And so they don't click the little box. And so those two is there's a bad combination. So if you've never done it before, and because you've never done it before, you didn't know that you should have clicked the little box, you know, that's a bad day for you when that happens.
Right. So I guess I was going to say, you know, what are some things that people can do to, you know, mitigate these challenges? Just to, you know, plan in advance, like think ahead, yeah, kind of thing?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of things. Well, the first thing I'm going to throw out there is virtualization, right? Mm-hmm. This problem really doesn't exist in, you know, VMware and Hyper-V and Xen and all of that, right? Because there's a different set of problems, right? I'm not saying backup is easy in, you know, VMware land. It's not. It has a whole different set of problems, which we've had other podcasts about. But the whole dissimilar restore thing is gone because it's the same hypervisor everywhere. And then, you know, even if you change the underlying system that VMware is loaded on or Hyper-V is loaded on, your OS, your guest host is still talking to the same driver. So that's a nice thing. But so that's one way to solve those problems. And you also there's built-in stuff to back it up at the image level, so you can restore the entire VMDK and boom, you're off and running. So that's one thing. Another thing is just to play with this stuff, right? To try this out up front. Another thing is to standardize. The more you standardize on hardware, you know, if you're one of these shops that just buys the latest, greatest, cheapest, you know, systems and motherboards and stuff, and you're a Linux shop, for example, and you just buy the latest, greatest stuff and you just expect it to work, that's, you know, the surefire way to make this particular problem really, really difficult. But if you standardize on a platform and you pick, you know, HP servers or, you know, IBM servers or whatever, and you stick with that. And we're not just talking about Intel chips. We're talking about, you know, the motherboards that are inside them, right, that are inside the servers, because that's what determines all the drivers and all of that stuff that makes bare metal recovery hard. So standardize wherever you can. Also, if you can go the imaging route, where that you never, ever, ever load the OS the old-fashioned way. You have an image, and when you image the system, and that way, when that system goes south, you just redo the process that you've already done. You're not really doing a restore so much as you're just redoing, re-imaging the system, right? You just have to keep the image updated. So I hope that helps.
All right. Well, that's it for me. Thanks a lot for your help, Curtis.
Anytime.
And for more information about bare metal restores and other backup topics, please visit searchdatabackup.com. Thanks for listening.